to the midterms. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. There are some key races in the November elections. One of the most highly anticipated is the Pennsylvania Senate race between Democratic Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman and Republican Dr. Mehmet Oz. Fox's Alexandria Hoff reports.
Due to remaining issues processing speech, Fetterman will be relying on closed captions during the debate. Oz has questioned if Fetterman is well enough to perform the job. Another toss-up, Georgia's Senate race, where Senator Raphael Warnock is facing off against Republican candidate Herschel Walker. This week, former President Obama will head to the Peach State to rally support for Warnock and Stacey Abrams in her lagging attempt to unseat Governor Brian Kemp.
Meanwhile, early voting beginning in Texas. Fox's Kristen Goodwin has more.
Folks will be able to choose their picks, including for governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, and railroad commissioner. Also on the ballot, state senators, U.S. and state representatives, members of the state board of education, and ballot propositions for local cities. In order to vote in person during early voting or on election day, Texans will be asked to present an acceptable form of photo ID, which includes a driver's license or a U.S. passport.
The Trump Organization's tax fraud trial starting today.
This case originated out of the Manhattan District Attorney's Office and initially accused the Trump Organization and the chief financial officer, Alan Weisselberg, of tax fraud, giving high-level executives money off the books. Weisselberg pled guilty earlier this year to hiding more than $1.7 million he received and was sentenced to 5 months in jail. He is also expected to testify against the company at this trial. The former president himself is not charged here.
That's Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Former Treasury Chief Rishi Sunak is poised to become Britain's next prime minister within hours or days after former leader Boris Johnson dropped out of the contest. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The trial for the man accused of killing six people and injuring dozens more at a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin, heading into its fourth week. Fox's Jeff Manasso has more.
Daryl Brooks Jr., who chose to defend himself, once again went off the rails on Friday in Waukesha County Court amid constant rants and disruptions.
So I think, Your Honor, with all due respect, I think you should show some respect.
He was removed from the courtroom multiple times in between questioning of his own witnesses and later seemed to threaten Judge Jennifer Doro.
Right, I need to take a break. This man right now is having a stare down with me. It's very disrespectful. He pounded his fist, frankly. It makes me scared.
Barring more interruptions that the judge calls delay tactics, the trial is expected to wrap this week. Brooks faces 76 criminal counts and multiple life sentences if convicted.
Republican Representative Nancy Mace of South Carolina discusses the Commitment to America plan that House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy would introduce if Republicans win control of the House.
We talk about the policies that we're going to utilize when we're in the majority to tackle inflation, to tackle the job market and the economy, to tackle the supply chain, all the things that contribute to record high inflation, utilizing the debt ceiling as a strategy for leverage when we're talking about government spending.
More New York City entertainment venues are ending their masking requirements.
As of today, four more performing arts organizations in New York City have relaxed their mask policies. The Metropolitan Opera, Carnegie Hall, the New York Philharmonic, and the New York City Ballet will no longer require them for attendees. The Met says a survey done last month found that only a quarter of ticket buyers said they'd feel uncomfortable going to see a performance there if masks were optional, down from almost 70% in a summer poll.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.